it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Wednesday edition, a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, let's keep it to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a big show on tap for you today, and I'll set the table for you in just a second, but let's do what we do. At the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we run down the many ways you can take the Sports Byline broadcast on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't thank them enough for their service to the greatest country in the world. Mixed bag today on this hump day edition. Couple of special guests, Jamie Shanbaum and Dr. Leonard Freeland, will join us at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. And we'll talk about Jamie overcoming meningitis to become a U.S. Paralympic athlete. And then at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, we'll talk to Burt Jones about his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame, his times at LSU, and his times in the NFL. And in between, a whole lot of interesting sports talk. And we'll get it started next talking a little baseball. A very interesting rule a lot of you may not know about that was added to the newest CBA. We'll talk about that next here on the Spano and Black Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's get things started for Hump Day edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and we'll do so by talking Major League Baseball. And if you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. For those that prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And where I want to start is a very overlooked aspect of the new collective bargaining agreement that a lot of people probably weren't aware of till yesterday. And, you know, we always talk about dollars, cents, player movement, competitive balance, and all those things. Well, here's a part of the collective bargaining agreement that slid under the radar. We'll tackle this, and out of this, we'll roll into some other things. And it's an aspect of the collective bargaining agreement where Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association agreed to form an anti-hazing and anti-bullying policy. And up until yesterday, most of us didn't know even about this anti-hazing and anti-bullying policy that was in the CBA. And certainly we didn't know what it entailed. We now have a very, very good idea. And the policy, it appears, prohibits requiring, coercing, or encouraging players from dressing up as women or wearing costumes that may be offensive to individuals based on their race, sex, nationality, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or other characteristics. The other part of it also goes on to talk about requiring, not being allowed to require players to consume alcoholic beverages or any other kind of drug, or requiring the ingestion of an undesirable or unwanted substance, be it food, drink, some sort of concoction. All these things are banned under the new collective bargaining agreement. And the truth of the matter is I applaud Major League Baseball and its Players Association for the enactment of this, for enacting this policy. And I'm going to tell you why. For years in male sports, really on every level, just as there was in college fraternity life or fraternal life, there was hazing, and it happened in sports, and it often happened on the major league level, be it Major League Baseball, the National Football League, the NBA, etc. Whether it be players being taped to goalposts in football, being made to sing their team song during training camp in a lunchroom full of other players. In baseball, oftentimes it would be making rookies during spring training or in the early season, dress up in demeaning costumes, oftentimes women's gear, as a hazing ritual. And it sent the wrong message. In 2016, it was sending the wrong message. And I understand for a long time, this was a part of the professional sports culture. And it was considered good, harmless fun. And maybe on some level it is, and it's not meant to be demeaning. But the realities are in 2016, with where we are and where we've moved to and how we've evolved as a society with looking at women as an equal, to have a hazing ritual where we dress male players up as women as a way of saying they are weaker than men or as a way of demeaning them is really demeaning to women. And it takes away so much from where they've come that I applaud this policy. And moreover, to extend the policy out to prohibit the wearing of costumes that may be offensive to individuals based on their race. And look at how far we've come. Yes, we still have a long way to go, both with equality towards women and in race relations. But we've come very, very far. So to moreover prohibit the wearing of costumes that may be offensive to individuals based on their race. Again, based on their sex, nationality, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity, or other characteristics. We've come so far as a society in being accepting of those that are different than ourselves and have come so far as it relates to race relations, equality for women, and everything else. Do we still have a long way to go in many regards and for many people? Yes, we do. I'm not saying we're at the end of the journey, but we've made a world of progress over the last 50 or 60 years, let's be honest. And we are in a far better place with things of this nature than we were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So for Major League Baseball to enact a policy like this that won't set any of that back and does away with the childish costumes and things that demean, that in order to have some harmless fun, and there's other ways to have this harmless fun, have them sing their fight song, have them do some other things, have them take the entire team out to dinner, whatever it is. But in order to get your kicks and get your jollies by somehow making it that given groups of people, be they females, be they a particular race, be they their particular sexual orientation or gender identity, and somehow make it that they're less than you guys, well, that sends a bad message. And it's inconsistent with where we're trying to go in this country. So I applaud Major League Baseball for enacting this policy. I think it makes sense. And again, will there be bawdy talk in the locker room? Will all of a sudden locker rooms be completely PG? No. Will there be bawdy talk? Will male players still call other male players inappropriate things and things that many would consider demeaning to women as a derisive term to describe someone's manner? Sure, you're going to hear things like that. Those things are going to continue in private, in locker rooms. You're not going to sanitize a professional sports locker room, and you're not going to eliminate the amount of testosterone that is cursing through that locker room. That's not going to happen. But where you are making progress is you're curtailing a lot of this behavior and you're eliminating it to a great degree in public. So you're sending the right message to your fan base, to potential fans of the game, and to society at large in an effort to continue to make progress in showing that all peoples are equal. So I applaud Major League Baseball and its Players Association for coming to an agreement on and enacting this piece of legislation within their collective bargaining agreement. Moreover, the part where you can no longer require players or force players to consume alcoholic beverages or other drugs or gross concoctions, that I'm all for, because those are the type of things that get dangerous. They make people ill. And they really end up going into deep and dark places. So I'm very, very pleased with Major League Baseball's choice to enact that part of the legislation as well. This is a piece of legislation from Major League Baseball and its Players Association that maybe it's a long time coming. But with a new collective bargaining agreement being agreed to and about to be put into place once the current one expires, as it has, and it will start to take effect through the 2017 season, offseason, and beyond. It was a great opportunity to enact this piece of legislation. And Major League Baseball in this regard is ahead of the other sports. Maybe we'd like to see something like this enacted in the NFL, where they do away with a lot of their more harmful, demeaning, and dangerous hazing rituals. You don't hear as much about it in the NBA or in the National Hockey League, but maybe they should enact those type of legislations too and show everybody that they believe that all peoples should be treated equally. So for me, I'm all for this bit of legislation. And I think a brilliant move by Major League Baseball can only do good and do no harm. In turn, the NFL and the Carolina Panthers, they get it wrong as it relates to their silly dress code rules. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack, so keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
The late, great Roderick Toombs, you may better know him as Rowdy Roddy Piper, brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Major topic of conversation thus far has been Major League Baseball enacting anti-hazing and anti-bullying legislation and making it part of their new collective bargaining agreement. I weighed in with my thoughts. I think it's brilliant legislation. I think it's long past due, and I think other professional sports leagues should follow suit. So if you agree, weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. If for some reason you disagree with this and you think that a lot of these hazing rituals are good, harmless fun and there's no real benefit in doing away with them and you're turning Major League Baseball in many ways into a no-fun league, much like the NFL, you can feel free to weigh in on that side of the equation as well, and we'll discuss it at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. But I do want to go to the other side of this. I think the anti-bullying legislation enacted by Major League Baseball makes so much sense. And I spent the entire last few minutes discussing that and talking about why it goes to foster growth as far as equality and why it goes to sending a good message towards the fan base and the young fan base in particular, and why it's a step in the right direction as we continue to move forward and make progress in this country. Sports leagues should not be immune from that progress. That said, while I love this piece of legislation, one piece of legislation I couldn't hate more was the Carolina Panthers team policy that all players, when they get on an airplane to travel as a team, to go on a road trip to play at an opposing team's stadium, all members of the team and organization must wear a tie. This piece of legislation and this rule put down by the Carolina Panthers organization and Ron Rivera in particular is one of the dumbest rules, one of the least beneficial and purpose-free rules that you can possibly find, and something that does nothing to better anything. And I know what some of you are going to say. Well, it shows discipline, and it shows unity. Everybody wears a tie. Do all of you realize, or those that, does Ron Rivera realize, number one, and those that agree with archaic rules like this, do all of you realize that it's 2016? And Ron, this is really directed 100% at you, Ron Rivera. Do you realize that it's 2016? It's 2016. Rules requiring people to wear ties are archaic. And you're probably saying, Joe, why are you so bent out of shape about this? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's a silly rule like this that has Cam Newton off the field and not allowed to start. Derek Anderson comes into the game. He throws a wayward pass that leads to an interception, leads to points against Carolina by Seattle, and probably starts this downward spiral that was the Panthers matchup against the Seattle Seahawks in what's been a lost season. That said, it's just a lot bigger than that to me in many ways. This is a rule that has no purpose. The rule I talked about, Major League Baseball, has a lot of purpose. What is the purpose in 2016 of making all these guys get on a flight in a tie? Is it unity? I don't buy it. Is it discipline? I don't buy it. Is it, and the resulting suspension, is it everybody has to be treated the same? That part I buy, in that if there's a rule, everybody has to follow it. But this is an incredibly stupid rule. And the reason I think it's incredibly stupid in the climate of our times in 2016 is nobody wears a tie anymore. Here's the realities of the situation. It's an open collar, mock turtleneck world now. Nobody wears a tie. You go into your bank. Go to your bank today. If your bank manager happens to be a male, along with maybe many other members of the male staff, it is quite likely they are perhaps dressed in a business casual sort of way. either khakis, a designer jean, or maybe even going so far as sports jacket and slacks. But I'm confident it's likely they have an open collar shirt or a mock turtleneck or something along those lines, and they are sans tie. You go everywhere, everywhere where people wore ties all the time. You go back in time, nighttime, on a weekend in a casino, you had to wear a tie. Now, they don't require you to wear a tie. You go to days gone by, not all that long ago, you went to a top flight restaurant. And when you went out to dinner, you wore a jacket and a tie. And some real high-end restaurants required that. Today, those same places, they have a dress code that says business casual. And so the realities are, you know, there's casual Fridays now, and that has even expanded. I'll give you an example. My brother is a high-ranking executive for one of the larger savings banks in this country. He is, I believe he's the fourth-ranking official in that bank, fourth or fifth highest-ranking executive in that bank. More often than not, he does not go to work in a suit anymore. It's business casual around their office all the time. You go to a funeral now, you go to a wake now. And how many people do you wear? And you went to a wake and you always saw people coming in a black suit with a white shirt, a dark tie, or at least a dark pair of slacks, a black jacket, white shirt, dark tie. You now go to a wake. Generally, a lot of people in dark clothes, but a lot of open collars. You go to weddings, and you'll see guests, not necessarily close guests as far as being in the bridal party or members of the family, but those that are invited that are friends, and they're kind of on the periphery. They will oftentimes go open collar. So in all reality, to have such an archaic rule as an organization and as a head coach that everybody must wear a tie in an open collar world where everybody is dressing down and so many of the best and fanciest places now have a dress code of business casual, which means sans tie. You're going to go back to a time that is long gone, and you're going to require all your players to wear a tie when they get on an airplane for a team function. And then when one doesn't, in order to keep consistency and continuity and show that no one is bigger than the team, you're going to suspend that player who just so happens to be your best player, your leader, and your quarterback. And you're going to set your team back and put them behind the eight ball from the very start. I couldn't think of a dumber set of rules. I couldn't think of something that is so out of touch, not only with today's athlete, but with today's society as a whole. And I defy you to prove that I'm wrong here. I defy you to prove to me that it is not a much more casually dressed world where business casual is the norm now. I defy you to prove that business casual is not the norm now and that it is as commonplace or more commonplace now as it was in years gone by for people to wear ties to work. I defy you to prove my argument wrong. You will fail. Go to your bank today and look at the male members of the staff. See how they're dressed. Next time you go to a wake, take a look around and see how people are dressed. You know, here's another example. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you went to sporting events, and all the people in the stands were dressed up in shirt and tie with hats on. Now you see them, they're in team jerseys and everything else. Society has changed. These old guard guys, these ultra conservative guys, the no fun National Football League has to change and evolve with the times. And instead of worrying about whether somebody wears a tie. The man was dressed neatly, cleanly, properly, appropriately, and non-offensively to anybody. Instead of worrying about that, enact some policies that make a meaningful difference, such as what Major League Baseball did. Or crack down on your personal conduct policies, in particular as it relates to domestic violence. There are a lot better ways to make a point here than worrying about whether Cam Newton wore a tie. Next up, we'll switch gears. We'll get a lot more positive. And we'll talk to Jamie Shanbaum and Dr. Leonard Freeland about Jamie's battle with meningitis, how she persevered and overcame. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You'll be sure to keep it where it's at.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Let's go out to our phones now and bring in Jamie Shanbaum and Dr. Leonard Freeland. Guys, welcome
Hello.
To the Spano. Yeah, good day. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to talk to both of you today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jamie, I want to start with you. Meningitis has had a far-reaching impact on your life. Tell people your story and talk a little bit about the impact that meningitis has had on your life.
Of course. So I'm currently 28, and about 8 years ago, I was entering my dream university in Austin, and unfortunately, I couldn't even enjoy a full semester. semester without contracting the disease. I was completely fine one day, and then the next day I was in the hospital facing life-threatening decisions. And basically when I was admitted, I was freezing down to my bones. I couldn't retain any strength. I was very weak and didn't know what was happening. And then the doctor who's seeing me for the first time is telling my sister who brought me in, "Hey, where's your mom?" And she wasn't in the city at the time, and he looks at us and goes, "She needs to be here." And what we thought was something that was like semi-serious became vital, and we were facing life-threatening decisions. And within the next couple of days, the first day I was put on dialysis, the next day the ventilator, fighting for my life. And then I watched my limbs go from red rash to purple to black to literally rotting. I watched myself decay right before my eyes and had to sit like that for a couple months until they amputated it. And then I didn't leave the hospital about four more months after that. So I went from completely healthy to facing life-threatening decisions. And then 7 months later, out of the hospital as an amputee, I lost both of my legs below the knee and all of my fingers. And was in a wheelchair, and, you know, just to go into the hospital, kind of okay, and then coming out, I didn't recognize myself. And then I learned that it could have been prevented through vaccination, which is a tough pill to swallow sometimes. But, you know, it makes me even more excited to be here and talking to you and to have all your, you know, listeners be hearing my story, because no one should go through what I went through. And so I'm here with GSK talking about how we can take 5 minutes, and we can go to this website called meningitis.com, and we can learn more information and how to be proactive in the fight against meningitis, because I didn't know anything about this disease. I don't want anyone to go through it. It was a nightmare experience.
You know, it was a nightmare experience, and your courage should be applauded, not only for how you persevered and where you've gone, but for joining us today and joining other radio stations and radio shows like ours to spread the word and spread the awareness and relive over and over again what was just an awful 7 months of your life. And where I want to go with this before we bring in Dr. Friedland and talk about this from a real clinical standpoint is I want to go with you, the strength to come out the other side. You started to allude to it. You're a double amputee below the knee on your legs, and you lost all your fingers. But you found the strength to become a U.S. Paralympic cyclist. So talk about coming out the other side, the strength to overcome, and, you know, your journey from amputee as a result of meningitis to a great Paralympic athlete and cyclist. Tell us that part of the story, if you would.
Of course. You know, I say I was in the hospital for 7 months, but really this took a year out of my life. Yes, I got out of the hospital, but, you know, I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how to hold things since all my fingers were gone. You know, the little things that we take for granted, I really had to learn, you know, how to adapt, like holding a fork, taking notes, putting your clothes on, buttons, putting your hair up, your makeup. And I know you deal with that all the time. But you know, it was really tough. You know, when you're in the hospital for any amount of days to months, all you want to do is leave. But in my situation, I mean, yes, all I wanted to do is leave. But when I got out, you know, everyone's inviting me out. They're wanting me to go to their house. And all I really wanted to do was to stay inside because I wasn't comfortable. It emotionally affected me, obviously. But eventually, I did come around, and I think that was just because, you know, I'm a pretty pragmatic person. I like to keep my head on my shoulders and be realistic about everything, and my support system was phenomenal, and my friends were there still making me laugh, and so with that, I think I just wanted to proceed in my life, and I had a lot of tough love. My mom kind of put me into school immediately, which I'm grateful for, and I eventually did graduate from the university that I went to. But, you know, with, you know, pushing forward, you know, it really comes from your own individual strength to really get out there and make a difference, because there was a time I was like, why? Why did this happen to me? Like, so not fair. excuse me, and then it transitioned to why does this have to keep happening to others, which is why we became an advocate, where I became an advocate, and spreading the message. But yes, it did lead to a couple other amazing things, like the U.S. team. You know, before I got sick, I was a regular bike commuter, and then when I got out, I was a cyclist. So, yeah, so I did meet someone, my prosthetist, who helped me with creating my legs. He was like, I have other young clients who like to ride their bike too, and before I knew it, I was riding my bike with them. And then before I knew it, again, I was talking to a U.S. Paralympic coach who invited me to participate on the team and go to the U.S. Paralympic Parapan American Games in Guadalajara in 2011, and I competed in four events. And it was amazing. I've never thought I would be on a U.S. team ever, and it was quite honorable, and I feel truly blessed that I had that opportunity. So it's been a really great experience, and I'm glad I was able to really take my life around and push it to another level.
Your story is truly inspiring. A great message for those that you can come out the other side. And that is the voice of Jamie Shanbaum, GSK spokesperson, meningitis survivor, and U.S. Paralympian in cycling. And we're also joined by Dr. Leonard Friedland. And I want to get some clinical explanations from you, Dr. Friedland. And really specifically is what is meningitis B? What are the symptoms? And why are young adults at such risk for meningitis B?
Yes. Now, I'm a pediatrician of vaccine research, but also a parent of two people in their 20s. And, you know, my life mission is to keep people healthy so they can have all the opportunities in their life. So while Jamie's story is so inspirational, it also shows us how we want to make sure that we do everything that we can to keep our adolescents and young adults healthy so that they have all the opportunities to fulfill their life dreams. Now, this illness that Jamie came down with is caused by a bacteria, which we refer to as meningitis. There's actually five different types of this meningococcal bacteria that cause illness. Type B is the type that's been causing outbreaks on college campuses. It's now vaccine preventable with the vaccine that's been available since the end of 2014. The other four types that cause meningococcal meningitis, there's been a vaccine available since 2005. And we need to use these two different vaccines to protect against these five types of illness. Now, it's a bacterial illness, and it comes on very fast. Within the first few hours, people, and Jamie's story is very similar, think they have the flu or just something minor. But quickly, within 6, 12 hours, they're getting very, very sick. The average time for a patient like Jamie to see their doctor in their illness is 19 hours. But by then, just like Jamie, they end up in the hospital. They're fighting for their lives in the ICU on a ventilator. 1 in 10 will die from this illness, sometimes within 24 hours of becoming sick. The lucky ones like Jamie, 1 in 5 will end up with lifelong consequences such as deafness, loss of limbs, organ shutdown, seizures, other serious complications. And it's an illness that is vaccine preventable, and many people have not been receiving the meningitis B vaccine. Less than 10% of our adolescents have been receiving this vaccine. And the adolescents and young adults are at highest risk for meningococcal meningitis. They're the group that's recommended to be vaccinated by the CDC. And that's because of the way this bacteria is spread. It's spread from person to person, from coughing and sneezing and sharing saliva and other secretion. And that's what happens when people are in crowded situations, at clubs and in bars and in close quarters, sharing drinks and coughing and sneezing and kissing and so forth. Things that, of course, are going to happen, and they should happen. But this is how this bacteria is spread. And the best way to treat this is to prevent it, and that's through vaccination.
Doc, final one before we let you guys run, because we do want to try and keep you somewhat on schedule. You know, what do parents need to know, number one, about helping to protect their young adults from meningitis B? And you did go into that a little bit. And where can those in our audience that have had the light bulb go on, go to find out even more information about the dangers of meningitis and, in many cases, in this particular case, meningitis B?
So parents and their children need to be aware of what meningococcal meningitis is, that there are vaccines to prevent it. and that they can go to meningitis.com, M-E-N-I-N-G-I-T-I-S.com. Take 5 minutes to learn about what is meningitis, vaccine preventable, the two vaccines to protect against the five types that cause this illness, and then go speak to their doctor or speak to their healthcare center at their college and get themselves to answer the question, did I get the vaccines? And if I haven't, how can I get them so I can keep myself healthy and protected and go on and live my life to the fullest?
Jamie, yes, Dr. Friedman. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jamie.
I was just going to say you can get that information at meningitis.com. It's a perfect time right now because it's winter break and for all the students coming back to their families to go have that conversation with their doctor. So thank you for having us.
Oh, it was our pleasure. We thank both of you for a few minutes. Jamie, your story is very, very inspiring. And Doc, your great work that you're doing to try and promote a cure and preventative measures is very much appreciated. Both of you have a wonderful day, and you're both welcome on my airwaves at any time.
Thanks a lot.
Happy holidays.
You too, Nap. Bye-bye. That was Jamie Shanbaum and Dr. Leonard Friedland joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we were talking meningitis B awareness. And it is, you know, once you get it, the big thing about it, once you get it, as Dr. Friedland talked about and as Jamie's story illustrated, once you come down with it, it's very, very dangerous, life-threatening, life-altering. The fact that it's preventable is what's so important with a vaccine. That was the biggest message. Prevention, vaccination. So in many ways, the cure is there. The cure is never to get it. And a vaccination can prevent you from ever getting it. And the vaccination is available. So get the vaccination. That's really the big message in all of this. And we appreciate Jamie for coming on and sharing her inspirational story, which is a story in triumph and overcoming. And it's also an athletic story. We've talked to many Paralympic athletes here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we also thank Dr. Leonard Friedland for joining us and also for the great work that he's doing in research, you know, as a pediatrician, as somebody heavily involved in GSK. He's helping make people aware of how they can save their lives and save the lives of their adolescent and young adult children. Up next, we'll tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
You're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline for a Wednesday, a hump day. And we kind of went many different directions. We finished this hour with an inspiring story of triumph, also an informative story of prevention and something preventable, and prevention being the cure. Earlier on in the hour, we talked policies within sports. Again, Major League Baseball enacting an anti-bullying and hazing policy as part of their collective bargaining agreement, and I thought it was a brilliant move. The NFL, and specifically the Carolina Panthers, with their antiquated ties required on team flights policy. And we dove into why it's so antiquated, why it's outdated, and why it needs to cease to exist. And more important and bigger picture policies could come to light instead. Well, that's a wrap on hour number one. A big hour two ahead of us. We'll talk to Burt Jones. And then we'll just mix it up and bounce it all over the world of sports, including an extremely interesting and in many ways shocking story from the world of college football. We'll step aside now, and then I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rex will be a fierce advocate for America's interests around the world and has the insights and talents necessary.
During the latest stop on his thank you tour, this time in Wisconsin, President-elect Donald Trump says his pick for Secretary of State will fight for America as he praises ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson.
Rex is one of the greatest and most skilled global business leaders of our time.
He hosted talk shows and game shows and even wrote TV theme songs, but most Americans will remember him as the dad on the ABC sitcom in the 80s, Growing Pains.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have gone back to work.
Now, come on, Maggie. Don't say that. Now, you took 15 years off to raise a family, and you deserve to go back to work now. You just have to have a little more faith in me and the kids.
Alan Thick died of a heart attack yesterday at 69. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-bottle system, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But today only, save an additional 20% off the holiday gift set price. That's a serious savings of over 75% off retail. But you must order today, Tuesday. And yes, it will arrive in time for Christmas.
Give the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair this holiday season. But you must order today to save over 75% off retail. Select this station at checkout to receive this extra special offer. OvationHair.com.
The North Carolina man who reportedly fired a weapon inside a popular Washington, D.C. restaurant earlier this month is no longer facing any local charges in the district for the incident, which involved a fake news story. But instead, Edgar Welch is facing a charge of violating a federal gun law. Here's more from Nick Bovey in Washington.
Welch has remained in custody since the incident on December 4th. The 28-year-old brought assault rifles and a handgun to the restaurant to self-investigate an alt-right conspiracy theory that the pizzeria hosts a child prostitution ring. Welch surrendered to police after finding no evidence and firing off a weapon. Nick Bovey, Washington.
Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoes one controversial abortion bill but signs another. He vetoed a bill yesterday that would have banned abortions when a fetal heartbeat could be detected, which is as early as 6 weeks. However, he signed another bill to ban the practice after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Liberty University in Virginia is planning to build a $3 million shooting range. That school requesting a special use permit during a Board of Supervisors meeting a few days ago. And the university's plans are reportedly to build the range on 490 acres of wooded property that it owns in Virginia. That shooting range would be open to the public and would be the first facility on a U.S. college campus approved by the NRA. A New Jersey state trooper is facing criminal charges himself after an investigation finds he's allegedly been stopping young female drivers and propositioning them. Sharon Reed has details.
State police investigators say they were tipped off by women who complained about Trooper Marquise Prather's behavior. They concluded the Linden State Trooper was pulling over female drivers between the ages of 20 and 35 to ask them to go out on a date or give him their phone numbers. They're also accusing him of switching off his wireless microphone during those stops and then lying about that and about the genders of the people that he pulled over. He's been charged with falsifying public records and has been suspended without pay. Sharon Reed, New Jersey.
And the Dow Jones could break the 20,000 mark today after closing at another new high yesterday. Some traders expect it will today, though others don't think it will happen until the new year begins. They're also waiting to see if the Fed will, as expected, raise interest rates today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to hour two of a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We've got a fun hour two out in front of us, and we'll set the table for that in just a second. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, let's run down the many ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, whether it's Android, whether it's Windows-based or it's Apple-based. Or simply, they all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every member of our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Wouldn't be the greatest country in the world without you. In this hour, right out of the box in our next segment, 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, Burt Jones, recently minted College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL star with the Baltimore Colts, and for 1 year, the Los Angeles Rams, joins us. And we'll talk about his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame and his times in the NFL. Then we'll get to a wild and crazy story out of college football. We'll have that and a whole lot more in hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. But next up, it is the aforementioned Burt Jones. He joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Again, I'm Joe Spano. You're checking me out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You be sure to keep it where it is.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Joining us now is 2016 College Football Hall of Famer and NFL great Burt Jones. Burt, great to talk to you today.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a great day for me.
Your college career was a very interesting one. It took you a while to get on the field full-time as a starting quarterback. So let's go back and revisit that. One of the great arms in the state of Louisiana, and you really couldn't get on the field as an undisputed starter until your senior year.
Well, it was an interesting process, to say no doubt. But at LSU, in years prior to my getting there, they had had so many quarterbacks hurt that Coach McClendon was dedicated to a system that had multiple teams that would come and play on the football field at one time. So he said he would never be without his starting quarterback, so to speak. So we always had two quarterbacks that would play. And it truly was interesting. I'll have to give credit to Paul Manasseh, our sports information director, who is a dear friend. He says, look, Bert, I have done the unbelievable, unattainable goal in that making the quarterback that played half the time at LSU a consensus All-American.
I mean, was there any thoughts, and you were Louisiana born and bred, were there any thoughts of actually transferring and going someplace where you might be able to have a full-time job for a longer period of time and up your NFL stock?
Well, there were times that I wasn't as tickled to death with the opportunity to not play full-time as it were. But, you know, when it was all said and done, I am from Louisiana. I was born and raised in Louisiana, and I knew that LSU was the place that I wanted to finish my career.
Now you move on to the NFL. You're drafted number one by the Baltimore Colts, and you have unenviable task of replacing a legend in Johnny Unitas. Talk about that and how much of a challenge that was going into Baltimore.
Actually, it wasn't that big of a challenge for me because I had grown up in a family in football. My father was a professional football player for the Cleveland Browns, offensive coordinator until my senior in high school. I knew that there was always going to be a player that followed another player. And fortunately for me, I was not on the same team as John Unitas, so didn't have the earmark of me personally putting him on the bench. He had been traded to San Diego, and I held John in high esteem and considered John a dear and close friend until he died. So it was really kind of a backhanded compliment. When somebody would say Burt Jones is not a John Unitas, that meant that they just put Burt Jones in the same sentence as John Unitas. So that was a compliment. So it wasn't a problem at all.
Talk a little bit about your times in Baltimore. You put up some great numbers. You made the All-Pro team. Near the end, you were behind an offensive line that got you beat up, and the injuries kind of short-circuited the back end of your career. So talk about some of your memories and some of the great games and some of the great times in Baltimore, as well as maybe the bittersweet ending there.
Well, we did have a great run. During the 70s, when I went to the Baltimore Colts, we were the last place team in the NFL. I'll never forget the year 1975, or in 74, we were 2-12, and in 75, we kind of turned it around. We got a new head coach in Ted Marchibroda. The class that I was drafted in started to mature, and we came together. We won the first game, lost the next four. Then, believe it or not, we still had confidence in our team, and we went on to run 9 straight victories straight to the end of the year, and to turn around a 2-12 team to a 10-4 and get into the AFC playoffs was the biggest turnaround in the history of the NFL at that time. So we had a tremendous run. We had a great number of years, 75, 76, 77. We were in the playoffs. Unfortunately, we had to either play Oakland or Pittsburgh. And then if you're a history major during the middle 70s, those were pretty tough teams. And the AFC was truly dominant. I think they won between the two of them 5 or 6 Super Bowls, or 6 or 7 Super Bowls during the 70s, and so they were always our stiffest competition. But towards the end, in 78, last preseason game, I did separate my shoulder and ended up struggling. But instead of sitting out like a year, like a smart player would have, I continued to compete whenever I could, and it prolonged the injury. So instead of being a 1-year injury, it turned into a 1.5-year injury. So, but after that, my shoulder got well. My ability to play, the motor skills, was quite competitive. Unfortunately, like you indicated, our team was not as competitive as what it was before. So even though some of my personal best playing years were after my injury, our success as a team were not that good.
A couple of more before we let you run. First of all, the legendary playoff game with the Oakland Raiders. Tell us your memories of that. And then talk a little bit about just the honor of being a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and being recognized for your great achievements on the college football gridiron.
Well, you know, every time I see that game, we continue to lose. They keep replaying that game, and after 6 quarters, I feel like that I know every play that I should have done differently. I wake up at night still thinking about missing Raymond Chester on a corner pattern going into the open end, but it was a good game. We had opportunities to win. We didn't. They capitalized in the 6th quarter and ended up doing it and winning, and it was a good thing. Now, as it relates to the College Football Hall of Fame, it's truly a tremendous honor for me. My college roommate, Dr. Tommy Casanova, is here in the Hall of Fame. Some of my former teammates, Don McCauley and Joe Washington with the Baltimore Colts, are in the Hall of Fame and have congratulated me. I am so proud to be able to join that. But equally as much as I'm truly proud to be able to join the ranks of one of my lifelong friends and probably the guy that I wanted to be more like than any other college football player, and that was Archie Manning. I'll never forget when I was a young man, I was a senior in high school, and my daddy had gone to see a game in Oxford, and he came back and he said, "Bert, I have just seen the best quarterback talent I think I've ever seen in my life." And I said, "Who is it?" He says, "It's a guy named Archie Manning." And I said, "Well, I want to watch him and see him." And I learned how great a player he was. And then as years have gone by, I have learned and developed a friendship that goes on for a lifetime. But just the wonderful things that he did on the field and being a better man off the field are the things that I have learned to appreciate about Archie. So he is here, and I'm proud to be part of that elite group.
Thanks so much for a few minutes, and heartfelt congratulations on this great honor. You enjoy the rest of the festivities, and thank you.
I'll do it.
That was the great Bert Jones joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and that was from the press conference last week that the National Football Foundation had at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel to announce its class of College Football Hall of Fame inductees. They also, it's the same place where we talked to Zach Terrell and others and they announced scholar-athlete finalists for scholar-athlete awards, just a whole lot of awards. It was a great morning put together by the National Football Foundation and a great opportunity to speak to some greats of the game, as I said, including Burt Jones, who was a terrific quarterback and a very unheralded quarterback as he had to follow Johnny Unitas. But the Colts, those Colts teams that he was with in the mid-70s, they had some real good success, three straight AFC East championships, one and done in the playoffs because, as he said, the Steelers and the Raiders were always in the way. But Burt was a terrific quarterback. And as Ernie Accorsi said, the great Ernie Accorsi, former New York Giant general manager, Cleveland Browns assistant general manager, he was involved in the Colts organization for years. He said it. Bill Belichick said it as well. Had the situation been a little different as far as the personnel surrounding Burt Jones in some of his later years, and had injuries not curtailed his career, Burt Jones might have been a Pro Football Hall of Famer and would probably have been considered one of the great quarterbacks of all time. He had a tremendous arm. He was a tremendous athlete, and he could make every throw. And for our younger fans, you may not remember Burt Jones all that well, but if you get the opportunity to look him up, you know, check him out on maybe the NFL Network if they show some of that older footage, or go to YouTube and read some history on Burt Jones as well. He was a tremendous quarterback and a personal favorite. And despite him kind of making light of it, it wasn't an easy situation to be put in following Johnny Unitas, no matter how well prepared you are for it by circumstance. Next up, before we get into a crazy college football story, we'll mourn the passing of a showbiz great. That's next here on The Attack. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I want to.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And major topics of discussion thus far have been your thoughts on Major League Baseball enacting an anti-bullying and anti-hazing provision as part of their new collective bargaining agreement, and the silly and following that up, the silly and antiquated policy that the Carolina Panthers have, as do some other teams, that you have to wear a tie on a team flight. You know, and I went into both of these things. I went into my thoughts on how I think the anti-hazing and anti-bullying policy in the Major League Baseball collective bargaining agreement is a great thing, and I talked about why. And there's been an outcry from a lot of current former players that think it's too PC and too sensitive. Well, with the progress we're making today in the world and where we are, I think it's the right move. I just do. You can agree with me, and I defy you to call in, and we can discuss it. I encourage you to do so. Whether you agree with me or you're on the other side of the fence, feel free to weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And then in turn, we talked about the antiquated, you have to wear a tie policy on the Carolina Panthers team flights. To me, this one's even less controversial than the anti-hazing policy. How anybody could be a proponent of this, I don't know. In a open collar world, you've got to get 53 football players plus everybody else, and they all have to wear ties. And if they don't wear a tie and instead they wear a mock turtleneck, you suspend them for a play. You know, you basically keep him benched and don't let him start the game and cost your team. That's really silly. You know, again, for me, penalizing somebody in a world now where it's business casual everywhere. Cam Newton was dressed neat, clean, did not wear anything that was inappropriate or offensive in any way. That's where the NFL gets this reputation for being a no-fun league. And that's where old guard coaches like Ron Rivera are not in touch with today's athlete and today's society. That's a dumb rule. Instead, have rules on your team or around the league that are about accountability, whether it be as it relates to violations of the domestic violence policy or other personal conduct policies where enforcement is so inconsistent. This is where you draw the line. A guy not wearing a tie. Give me a break. So you can weigh in on either of those things as they've been major topics of discussion at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529. I'll happily read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. What I want to talk about in this segment, everything happens in threes. We talked about recently the loss of everybody's mom, Florence Henderson. Now, the world lost a couple of more. The other day, we lost Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake and Palmer at the tender age of 69. And now we've lost Alan Thicke. You might best know him as Growing Pains' Jason Seaver, the dad of the Seaver family, in a show that starred Kirk Cameron, amongst others. You may know him as the dad of Robin Thicke, singer extraordinaire. You may know him from hosting game shows, from, if you're old enough, going back in the day, a show called Thick of the Night. You know, he's done all kinds of things. Recently, we saw him on the Netflix reboot, Fuller House. He also made a cameo on the first episode of This Is Us. So, let's see, he's hosted game shows. He wrote, I didn't know. He wrote several famous TV show theme songs, from Different Strokes to Wheel of Fortune, and he also wrote the theme song for Growing Pains. So here was somebody that was a longtime contributor to Hollywood and to show business. He was active and very involved with his three children. And it seemed that, unfortunately, Alan died of a heart attack while playing ice hockey with his 19-year-old son, Carter. And it was something that the two regularly did in a rink in Burbank. And unfortunately, on Tuesday, Alan and Carter were at the ice around 11 a.m. And then he started having chest pains pretty quickly. Got nauseous. He vomited. Ambulance picked him up around 11:30 and took him to the hospital. And unfortunately, we lost Alan Thicke way too young, at the tender age of, I believe it's 69. Yes, the tender age of 69. And again, remembered for many things. Best known, I guess, for me as Jason Seaver, the patriarch of the Seaver family on the 80s sitcom Growing Pains. Again, was continued to be an active actor. Didn't know that he was somebody who wrote several famous TV show theme songs, from Different Strokes to Wheel of Fortune to Growing Pains, iconic songs. Again, was a game show host. Just did all kinds of things. And again, I guess the first time we all saw Alan Thicke goes back to the 80s on, you know, in Fox's formative years. He did a late night show for them called Thicke of the Night. It was critically panned. It didn't last particularly long, but it was really in many ways our first mainstream exposure. And the first time I remember Alan Thicke, who then from there parlayed that into all kinds of different and varied showbiz success. So, unfortunately, Alan Thicke passes at the age of 69. Robin Thicke, his son, his now very famous singer son, paid tribute to his dad with an Instagram post. And it says, "My father passed away today. He was the best man I ever knew, the best friend I ever had. Let's all rejoice and celebrate the joy he brought to every room he was in. We love you, Alan Thicke. Thank you for your love. Love your grateful son." Alan Thicke survived by his three sons, Robin, Brennan, and Carter, and his wife, Tanya. And our heart goes out to the entire Thicke family and all those that were close to and loved Alan Thicke. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in and join the conversation, again, that number 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, again, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56. And I guess the place we'll go next, and we'll start it here and probably carry it over to the other side, and then we'll find some other stories to get into as we wrap up this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. This, to me, was one of the more wild stories that I've seen. If all of you remember, a couple of months back, it appeared that Louisville was the beneficiary of a leaked Wake Forest game plan in their ACC conference football matchup. And the implication at the time was some dirty doings by the Louisville coaching staff and Bobby Petrino. Petrino denied everything, of course. And now it turns out it looks like it was actually Wake Forest Football Network Football Radio Network color analyst Tommy Elrod, who leaked the Wake Forest game plan to Louisville. And he's done this several times since 2014. And again, the reason that this is so, in many ways, out of whack is he is somebody who has been with a fixture with this organization for a long time. Tommy Elrod was a Wake Forest player from 93 to 97 and a member of Jim Grobe's coaching staff for 11 seasons in varying capacities. When Dave Clawson took over as the head coach, he decided not to retain. He brought in some of his own people and he didn't retain the services of Tommy Elrod. But Tommy Elrod was very quickly hired by the Wake Forest Football Radio Network and was a color analyst on their radio broadcasts. And it appears that with an axe to grind, after having the confidence of the coaching staff as the team radio announcers would, they would have access to proprietary game plan information and all kinds of different information that others wouldn't have, and that if shared would cause great harm to Wake Forest's chances of victory. So really, really remarkable story here, because you hear so many times of former players who are then former coaches, whether it be the head coach or an assistant with a college or a university, and then they go on to be part of the radio broadcast team. They never do anything like this. They're usually incredible homers for the program, as the program they've been around for years. We'll pick it up right there in our next segment. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 a.m, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Right now we're talking about, I guess we'll call it the WikiLeaks story. And it's the rather bizarre story of Wake Forest Radio Network football color analyst Tommy Elrod leaking proprietary game plan information, or attempting to leak proprietary game plan information, that would help Wake Forest opponents multiple times since 2014. Really, really an odd story, because we always hear of former football players and former coaches from universities staying with, you know, getting jobs with the team's radio network as an analyst and being, in many ways, the ultimate homers. So this really shocks me that as a result of the current coach not retaining the services of Elrod after Jim Grobe moved along, that Tommy Elrod would have such sour grapes that in his role as color analyst for the program, he would actually breach the confidence that the coaching staff has in him and attempt to share this proprietary information with several other universities over the last three seasons. Really, really just disturbing, bizarre, and maybe a firestorm now that we have this information that may lead to a far bigger investigation in the ACC, not only of Elrod and what he did, but also if other programs around the conference actually benefited from this information and accepted this information in order to gain that competitive advantage. I guess where we'll start with this, if you wonder why head football coaches on the collegiate and NFL level are so protective of their proprietary information and so protective of being spied on, now you have your answer. You know, you look at teams' practice facilities. Those that are outdoors have high, high fencing, and they do everything they can to make sure that nobody's able to spy on them and find out any proprietary information by watching. You then have the dealings with the media, and whether it be national broad television broadcasters or radio broadcasters that come in, or the team broadcasters, you're always cautious in the information that you share. Well, now you know why. And a lot of times these coaches will ultimately open up to these professional broadcasters, you know, with the understanding that these broadcasters won't breach that confidence. Because breaching that confidence would give the opposition a competitive edge. And it's understood amongst us in the media, if you're calling a football game, that you don't breach that confidence and you make sure not to give anybody a competitive edge. You know, so you're careful in what you say during the broadcast of a game. So that way, if the opposition coaching staff puts the game on in a press box with sound, they don't glean information that's going to help them in future play calling. Now, these are all things that professional, ethical broadcasters, play-by-play announcers and color analysts that call football games and call sporting events, and those that consider ourselves to have journalistic integrity, those are all things we're careful to do. Tommy Elrod went rogue. He went crazy and had an axe to grind with the program because he wasn't retained as a coach. Well, he landed on his feet as a color analyst. And then he has the unmitigated gall, and he violates the trust of everybody in that room and around that program and that very program that employs him as a color analyst for their football games. And he takes that proprietary information and he attempts on multiple occasions to give it to other programs and other coaching staff so that they could gain a competitive edge. Really sickening and disturbing story. It's an ethical story. And Tommy Elrod has a major lack of ethics and apparently an axe to grind. And rightfully so, he was promptly fired by the Wake Forest Football Radio Network. And he is no longer involved in calling their football games. And he is no longer involved in the school in any way. I'm sure there'll be a further investigation launched by Wake Forest, and they'll continue this investigation, and they might just pursue criminal activity if there's something that's deemed criminal that could perhaps lead to Tommy Elrod's arrest. I really don't know the legal ramifications of something like this. You haven't actually stolen property as much as proprietary information, but I'm sure if there's legal recourse, Wake Forest would attempt to prosecute Tommy Elrod to the fullest extent of the law, and rightfully so. It's an ethical breach. It was a breach of ethics and a breach of trust that all coaching staffs in this day and age have to take with broadcasters. And this is something why coaches are so guarded. And believe me, that Wake Forest coaching staff from this day forward, they're going to have their antenna up and they'll put their guard up. And they're not going to be as free and open with proprietary game plan information as they were before because they got burned. And now they found out they got burned a whole bunch of times. So I understand that. But now at hand, and if you read a great article I read in Sports Illustrated by Michael Rosenberg, this could be the start of just the start of something big, and maybe the ACC will launch an investigation of its own. Because as Bobby Petrino characterizes it, as Louisville characterizes it, it's a Wake Forest problem. Well, it could go deeper. Could be a situation where Louisville did benefit from this information, and they didn't turn Tommy Elrod away. You know, when you read the language of the statement from Wake Forest, the phrase is attempted to provide that information, that game plan information. Meaning it seems clear, and I don't know. I think there's going to have to be a further investigation by the ACC, and to characterize this exclusively as a Wake Forest problem would be a miscarriage of justice by the Atlantic Coast Conference. But based on the wording and phraseology of the statement released by Wake Forest and their athletic department, it says attempted to provide, implying that a lot of coaches showed good judgment and said, no thanks. We're going to try and win this games on the merit of our team's ability and our coaching acumen. We don't want any unfair advantage. Now, in the article, Rosenberg goes on to speculate about the fact that maybe Bobby Petrino, because of some of his other, transgressions of the past and not always necessarily being forthright, coupled with the fact that Lonnie Galloway, who is now on Petrino's staff, worked with Elrod when Elrod coached at Wake Forest. So it's entirely possible, and that's the implication here, that Elrod provided information to Galloway, who then provided it to Petrino, and that Louisville didn't say no thanks. Now, let's be fair. I don't think that that's something that we can unequivocally say either way, that Petrino did or didn't. But obviously, when you connect the dots and you factor in Petrino's history of not always being forthright and honest in the face of these circumstances, a further investigation would have to be launched not only into Louisville's use or acquiring of this proprietary information, but now you launch it out and you go back and in conjunction with Wake Forest, you try and look deeper into the other instances where Tommy Elrod tried to pass along this information to other programs and see what's happened. You know, this could end up, if Rosenberg is right, and there is more smoke and there's more fire where there's some of the smoke, this could be one of the big scandals in many ways in the history of college football as it relates to ethical breaches and the misuse and mishandling and stealing, in essence, of proprietary coaching information. Now, really just a wild story. And in many ways, so out of character. Again, usually these ex-players who then went on to coach for the institution for a long time as an assistant coach in a myriad of capacities, when they move on to become color analysts for the team's radio network, they usually don't have sour grapes. And I don't understand why they're sour grapes here. You coached with them over a decade. A new coach come in, he wanted to bring in coaches he's comfortable with, just as coaches bring in players they're comfortable with. Well, you landed on your feet. The school immediately hired you as the color analyst for their football broadcasts. So you landed on your feet. Why the sour grapes with the school? Why breach an ethical protocol that's been in place since announcers have been announcing sporting events and sporting events have been broadcast on television and radio? Why make it bad for the rest of us? Why put that additional level of distrust in coaches, a level of distrust that they don't need, as they distrust everybody already? But as I said when we started all of this, now you can see why they're so distrusting. And now you can say, rightfully so, they're distrusting and they have every right to be this kind of distrust. There has every right for these coaches to have this kind of distrust and be worried about giving away any edge they may have. This is why they try and make sure to lock up all the breaches. But this is one they never saw coming. That's one thing, you know, as broadcasters, we have an ethical, I won't call it moral, it's an ethical obligation to be careful in how we share proprietary information during a broadcast so as not to compromise a coaching advantage that one team may have over another. We certainly don't have a right to bring that information and take it to the opposition. I mean, that's just ludicrous. And Tommy Elrod should be ashamed of himself. I mean, are there worse things that have been done in life? Absolutely. But should Tommy Elrod pay the price? Absolutely. He already paid with his job. Now maybe it's time he paid by prosecution. And I don't know if this is a prosecutorial offense or prosecutable offense. That's something that remains to be seen. But it was just a wild story that has kind of flown under the radar. And on a hump day like this, where we're hitting all these kind of under the radar, lesser known stories and mixing them in with a couple of pretty cool interviews, I saw this one and I thought I'd give it the attention it deserved. Up next, we'll tie a bow around this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to wrap it up here for a Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And I thought it was a really fun show, mixed bag. One of those Wednesdays where we could take advantage. I unearthed some stories that are a little under the radar, and we had a chance to expound upon those. Everything from Major League Baseball and the anti-bullying, anti-hazing policy that's been added to the CBA to Cam Newton. And the ridiculous notion that he, along with his teammates, need to wear a tie when they get on a plane. Have you seen what people look like when they get on a plane? Again, it's an open collar world. Wearing a tie isn't the answer to anything anymore. And then we talked about this wild, wild story at Wake Forest with the ethical breach by their radio color analyst and how far reaching this scandal could end up being. Couple that with a couple of inspiring interviews, you know, some real good interviews. So we covered a lot of ground. We brought you some fun. We brought you some enlightenment. We brought you some entertainment. And we brought you some heartfelt good times. I really enjoyed this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And hump day midweek like this is a good day to tackle a lot of these more interesting type stories. And we took advantage of just that. And, you know, tomorrow we'll have all kinds of fun as we're getting nearer and nearer to Football Friday. And Friday, our focus, of course, will be the NFL. We'll spend a lot of time on the NFL tomorrow with news as well as a preview of the Thursday night matchup. And we'll start rolling to some NBA and some college basketball as well. But that music could only mean one thing. It is time for me to go. I want to thank our guests for joining us. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all of the time. Most importantly, I want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when I come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.